Hello, boo buddies, me again. Okay, this is my follow-up to the responses I received regarding my What Apple's Doing Wrong boo from yesterday. And also just a quick mention to say regarding David in the hospital, we don't know what's wrong with him yet. We just know that he's got a high temperature and they're trying to find out. But we do know it's not meningitis. The lumbar puncture he had has definitely ruled that out. So at the moment, we're sure it's not meningitis. Or at least if it is, then it's caught way so early that it's not detectable yet. Anyway, so while I wait for my tea to cook, I've been in the hospital all day today. So my brain is absolutely frazzled. So apologies if this comes out a little bit muddled and garbled. But, right, I said yesterday that I thought Apple was going to fail because they hold back technology. Really, this is the thing I think Apple is getting most wrong. They are standing in the way of innovation. They are holding back innovation. Their monopolistic tendencies is meaning that they would rather not put a camera in this version of the iPhone, or the iPod rather, iPad, because that will give them something to add next year. They could have put a camera in that iPad. They chose not to. They deliberately hold back technology. They hold stuff back because there's no decent competition. Well, guess what? Google's coming. There is going to be a decent competition. They're going to have to keep pace. They're going to have to let some of those technologies out. But what I said yesterday about there being something that is going to be possible on Android devices that isn't possible on iPhones. I mentioned sharing your data connection. By the way, Simon, I didn't say tethering. Who wants tethering? I don't want a bleeding tether. I don't want a cable. I want wireless. I want my mobile phone to behave like a Wi-Fi hotspot. I want to be able to get data off the internet and share that data connection with my iPad as a Wi-Fi hotspot. Just like if I'd got a MiFi device, which is a little Wi-Fi hotspot that you can put a 3G data card into. Now, I mean, here's my point. First of all, I didn't say that was the killer app. I said that's the kind of thing. So that might be it, that might not be it. That might be one of many things. But I guarantee you it's coming. If there's going to be more software on Android because there's less restrictions, there will be something that Android does that Apple doesn't. And it'll be something that people want. And it might be a different thing for each customer. You never know. Now, here's my other point about that what you call tethering. It's not tethering, but that shared data connection. The iPad, the iPhone, and all of the other Apple devices that have been released recently are consumer devices. These are not business devices. It's all very well saying, oh, tethering's only for a small subset of technical people who want to be able to tether. Guess what? Apple don't make devices for a small group of technical people anymore. Apple are losing interest in selling Macs. They're much more interested in selling broad consumer devices. I've had my iPad out in the hospital today, and everybody that walked past me while I had it in my hand said, oh, is that the iPad? Oh, I've been thinking of getting one of those. I tell you, this thing gets so much bloody attention. And these are nurses. These are people that work in non-technical jobs. There are all sorts of people asking me today that are not technical people. These people are used to having the internet with them on their phone. And you bet your life, if they buy an iPad, they're going to want the internet on that too. And I guarantee you this, I don't want to have two data contracts. They certainly won't want to have two data contracts. They're not going to pay for a 3G card for their iPad. They're going to want to be able to use the data that's in their phone. And Apple has got the technology already done. It exists. It's out there. The Android devices can do it. MiFi can do it. The technology to make that easy data connection sharing exists. Why hasn't it been done in the iPhone? Because Apple are standing in the way of innovation. They are holding back innovation. They are preventing us from having stuff that is easy to do, that is already out, already exists. And I tell you, somebody else is going to do it instead. If Apple refuses to do it, Google will be only too happy to steal a march on them and make that possible. And that's going to be what their downfall is. Steve Jobs and his unholy alliance with AT&T is going to hold back technology, and it's going to hold back their business, and they are going to hold it back to the point where they're not able to compete. Good luck with that one.